Mira que rudo, Miki, tá mamore, Miki. Ela pode cair de arichas, como manda me taqui. Ela pode cair de arichas, como manda me taqui.
The kids of the jungle.
Mira manda de xixa, já olhando o taqui. Mira manda de xixa, já.
Trata de um tucán. Es muy piojoso, el pico largo. Y es
it's about a toucan who has lots of fleas. And it's very black and it has a large beak.
El pescuezo muy largo.
Who sings to bring the female?
Que canta para llamar a la hembra.
Somos niñas y niños.
We are boys and girls living in the jungle of the Napo River
in el Ecuador.
Ortiga, pisaste, ven.
You stepped on a stinging nettle.
Ortiga, pisaste. Aquí de.
Yo no puse eso.
Cuando quieres visitarnos, tienes que
if you want to visit us, you have to go on a motor canoe for 8 hours until you reach Eden.
No hay luz eléctrica.
There is no electricity, no TV, no streets or cars. Listen, it's raining.
Se despierta la boa.
The boa is going to wake up.
Ve.
Look how he lifts his head and sticks out his tongue.
La boa es así, cuando
the boa is like this. When she gets mad or wants to hypnotize someone, it turns to the color of a rainbow. Ouch! There's many spines.
Caminamos descalzos,
barefoot in the jungle, or we travel in a canoe made of a huge tree.
Grande. Nos levantamos,
we get up and we're going to fish.
Ahí viene el pez, come.
Here comes the fish. Some are like this, and some are like this, and some are like this. With a net.
No, él no puede ser. Yo sí puedo.
Yeah, he can, but I can't.
He can, but I can't.
The fish are coming. And they're trapped.
Nos toca sacar todos los pescaditos. A veces son picalones, casi nos pican.
Sometimes they sting, and when they sting, that hurts.
Esos pequeñitos. Hay unos pequeñitos. Sí. Y ahí también pica. Me picó aquí, me dolía.
It stung me here. It hurt. I couldn't even walk the next day. We live here with our parents and compadres and many brothers and sisters. I have 9 sisters and 2 brothers. We speak Spanish and Quechua.
What's a flash?
El rayo.
El lightning is a waterfall of gold.
De oro.
El rayo era un hombre
the
alto.
The lightning is a tall man.
La mitad del río.
He fished pescaba. With the net in the middle
y
of the river.
Hasta la rodilla.
The water only reached up to the moon.
Cuando cae el rayo,
when the lightning falls, alegrar. We should be happy.
¿Cómo hacen las cocodrilos?
How do the crocodiles sound?
A nosotros nos gusta escuchar aventuras.
We like to hear hunting stories of our parents.
Una vez yo me fui de pesca a la laguna, una laguna negra, pero en quichua se llama Chontilla Cucha. Yo siempre pesco es con arco.
Once I went fishing in a lagoon, a black lagoon. I always fish with a bow and arrow. My wife was in charge of the motor. When I looked, I saw a crocodile that eats people. A big crocodile, 6 meters.
Vamos. De retro. De retro. Que me asusté.
I told to my wife, back up, back up. We waited and then we went to the other side of the lagoon.
Pasemos por un ladito, pasemos. Fui allá, pesqué, ya, para nomás del caldo.
We only caught a little bit of fish for the soup.
Baja la canoa, los bocachitos.
When we returned, pack against the canoe, pack. And when I looked, we were on top of the crocodile.
Una cosa negra. Vamos.
And my wife got scared and, get away, it'll eat us. This animal is mean.
De retro, ahí otra vez. Lo que siempre han dicho los mayores, pues, a ese animal, si ataca, pues, busque
animal. The elders always say, if you see a crocodile, you should look for a tree and climb up it. Because these black crocodiles will hunt you. So that's how the story ends.
Y así fue. Y ahí acabó.
En las fiestas llevan un disco.
For the parties, they bring a big disco from Coca for dancing, and the teachers and us sing.
The color red scares away the evil spirits. You have to paint a red dot or a cross on the forehead of children to protect them.
You have to make a red cross on your forehead so the devils can't see you.
Una vez mi abuelito se había ido a una fiesta.
One midnight, my grandfather was coming home from a late party and he tripped on a spirit who came close to
him.
So he spoke to the spirit of the dead, but the spirit hit him really hard in the back. And it was green, and my grandfather yelled really hard. And all of a sudden, he was fighting with this devil. When we came to see him, he had his face in the mud. Then the next day, he had a green face. When we get sick, we go to the healer at night. Like wind, they come. Like wind. You can't see them, and those are the spirits that make people sick. The healer sings and whistles to chase away the bad spirits. In the whirlpool of the river, boas
have houses
just like that. There was a man in the village who was so old he didn't even have hair.
And he died. And then 3 days after his death, there was a huge tiger, a red tiger, that came in the village and wanted to eat the people. And all the people wanted to shoot him. But then my aunt said, no, no, it could have been the old man that died just a couple of days ago. And the tiger left for the hill. Sometimes the priest, José Miguel, visits us. Now he's going to tell us his tiger story.
Se me cuentan que ya había muerto el Ruku Félix.
They tell me that Ruku Félix died, and 2 days later, a tiger appeared
que estaba comiéndose todos los puercos. Yo le decía,
and was
mátenlo,
killing all the pigs. Well, of course, I said, kill it, kill the tiger. Well, I had a rifle and I had shells, so I said, come, I'll go with you. I was really excited with the idea that I could go kill a tiger. Wow. The next day we set off, and we went across the river to the island where the pigs were kept. And very quickly, the dog that we brought along picked up the scent of the tiger. And we followed that dog, and we stopped under a tree and looked up. And sure enough, there, up in the tree, was the tiger. Here, here, take the gun. Shoot that tiger. Nobody seemed to want to take the rifle from me. Well, if they're not going to do it, so I took that rifle, I loaded that cartridge in, and I aimed it up at the branch right where that tiger was, and I spotted right at the neck, and I fired. Bam! One shot, and that tiger fell like a stone. I was so proud of myself.
Cayó
I was just so
piedra,
excited. I had
cayó.
Shot a tiger myself.
Yo emocionado. Hey, comencé a gritar. Ya tengo un tigre. Yo casi
practically dancing,
la
a dance of death.
Emocionado,
and I was, Eloy, did you see that? And I'm looking around and nobody's there. Good, where'd they all go? Where am I? What kind of people are these? They just take off like this. And I walk over to the river. There I see the canoe halfway across the river, and they're rowing as fast as they can to get to the other side.
A toda la velocidad que le daban los remos pasándose al otro lado. Yo le gritaba, pero venga, no me dejes solo. Me dejó solo en la isla. Esta gente está loca, o yo
the next morning, I woke up, and there was the whole family of Ruku Félix at my door. They did not have happy faces on. And they were speaking at me loud and fast in Quechua. And I said, well, hold on a minute, hold on. Tell me what you want to talk to me about, but please in Spanish. At that time, I didn't understand any Quechua. And Milton, the son of Ruku Félix, said to me, you killed my father. I said, no, I've never killed anyone in my life. I never would kill anyone. What do you mean? The only thing I did was yesterday I went out and shot down that tiger that was killing all the pigs, Milton said to me. You killed my father. That tiger that you shot, it was the incarnation of my father, and you killed him.
Usted le mató a mi padre. Ese tigre era la encarnación de mi padre. Y ha salido y usted ha ido y la ha matado. Usted ha matado a mi padre y no salió de sus padres.
Y como estaba viviendo también la mujer de ese viejito, y ella cuando se murió se convirtió en cambio en un venado.
And then when the wife of the old man died, she turned into a deer. She had huge horns. And she ran to the house where she lived, and the kids were so scared they went on the roof. And she was kicking the wall, and then she left.
De morir también ya saca el tigre y dicen que algunos tienen la mejor cacería del pueblo la tiene el viejo es el tigre el que le
they say the old men are the best hunters because their brothers are the tigers and they bring meat to them. They don't bring it in the house, but they leave it next to the house. You can ask everybody here, they'll all tell you the story.
Lo deja en el camino, no le trae a la casa, pero lo deja en el camino. Usted puede preguntar mañana a cualquiera. I'm sorry.
Las aguas.
The water is growing and growing.
I can't no more.
No,
I can't.
Los hombres suben.
The humans climb up the highest mountain.
Empiezan
the mountains start to fight.
Yo soy el monte Sumaco.
I'm the mountain Sumaco. I will grow and grow and grow. And you'll just stay so puny.
Serás muy pequeñito.
Yo soy el monte Galera.
I'm the mountain Galera. I'm the biggest mountain in the world. We'll see.
Las aguas crecían y crecían.
The water grew and grew and grew and covered the mountain Sumaco.
No se dejaba tapar.
The mountain Galera grew and grew and grew and never let itself be covered by water.
This mango
and papaya.
The papaya!
The brothers Knurg started to talk.
Listen, brother, we'll kill the tiger.
Yes, my brother, that's what we're gonna do.
We will trap him. Yes, my brother. When the tiger's on the bridge, we will cut the rope and boom, he's dead.
But the tiger never died.
Let's make a beautiful music to trap him in the cave.
Go to the cave. Find the music.
Sí, sí,
yes,
sí.
Find some music.
No, quiero ir a la cueva.
Here we push you.
No.
So until today, the tiger is locked in the cave.
En la punta de un manzano hay un jilguerito que sin cesar siempre canta. Sí, chiruliruli, chiruliruli, canta jilguerito, canta siempre así. Chiruliruli, chiruliruli.
It's good to pay attention to your dreams and talk about them with someone who knows what they mean.
Y a la noche me hizo soñar. Vino corriendo con ese diablo.
In the night, I dreamt. The devil's wife came, and she was chasing me, and she wanted to take me away. And she wanted to hit me with a stick. So I grabbed her leg and threw her down, and she wanted to take me away in a white hammock.
If you dream something bad, you have to tell it in the morning. Then you have to drink a glass of water so it won't happen.
If you dream of houses, you need to drink water so you won't get sick. Sleep, baby, sleep. If not, the falcon will come and pick out your eye.
When it's raining, our big brothers tell us stories.
Oye, el trueno
listen to the thunder, tereré is furious.
Ooh.
The mountains were created like this. The brothers Courier got very, very drunk. So with their feet, they moved the earth. The earth which they walked on grew. And that's how they made mountains.
Que crecieron cada vez más, más.
Look at the
allá,
peaks.
Por donde ahora están.
That's what
las
the old people
esto
told
decían,
us.
Los ancianos.
Desde pocos días, since a couple of days, you can see many men with white helmets and orange vests.
Ellos están buscando.
They are looking for oil in the middle of our village. To us, they give candy. There are young men who want to work with the oil companies to earn money. Some say they will destroy the jungle, and so there will be no more hunting and fishing. We cannot believe that.
Una cosa más le voy a decir.
In the deep, deep swamp, there are crocodiles, beasts, and spirits.
Supay.
Watch out.
Cuidado.